It's quite past 8 in the morning. I'm Chris Moyles. Hi, this is my friend Dave.
Hi.
This is my friend Dominic.
Hello.
Oh, what a threesome.
The Chris Moyles Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
So we're talking Jackie Chan with Dominic. You met him yesterday in a hotel.
Yes.
Brocken, 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 crack, 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 brocken, crack, 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 brocken, brocken. He's funny.
He is funny. Have a guess how old he is.
He's 48.
Well, 50.
50. Is
well,
he?
I didn't know he's that old. I thought that's amazing. He's in pretty good nick.
He's tiny as well, isn't he?
He is. He's squat.
What?
He's squat, apparently. That's how Steve Coogan referred to him.
Is he a nice man, Dominic?
He's a lovely man. He's very funny. He smiles at everything, regardless whether you ask him a question or not. And he says things that I don't understand.
He's
my
a legend,
friend.
Though.
He is. He's an absolute legend. He does all his own stunts.
He's my friend.
I like him. He does all his own stunts. He hates films with special effects in them. He likes to sort of get hurt, and that's why he broke him many times.
I can't believe, seriously, I can't believe he didn't bring a camera and get a photo.
I know.
I love Steve Coogan, but definitely Jackie Chan.
I know. We were kicking ourselves. It's not good.
Well, did he kick each other?
No, we didn't. Otherwise, we'd end up with broken. Sorry. Look.
Oh, dear.
So, we asked, shall I play the clip again? I know we've heard it once before.
Yeah, let's play again.
All right.
Just explain. Hang on, stop.
Sorry.
Explain to everybody exactly. This is Jackie Chan.
Okay, yes. This is Jackie Chan, the man who's broken more bones in his body during filming than probably any other actor. And we wanted to know how many bones he's broken. But instead of saying, I've broken my knee, and also my ankle, he didn't do that. He just pointed to parts of his body along the lines of heads, shoulders, knees and toes thing. And just said the word broken many times.
I fractured my skull, I cut my eyes, broken, teeth is gone, and the shoulder twist, crack, and crack, broken, crack. There's so many.
There are so many. That's what
it's like some kind of special, you know, Star Trek code.
It is. Broken, crack.
Crack, broken, crack, over.
So I asked Steve Coogan one of our favourite questions on the show, which obviously is, what's your favourite cheese? And he gave us a long answer.
He answered it for about an hour.
He did, yeah. He went on about blue veins in Stilton. And then we asked Jackie Chan our other favourite question on the show, is, what's your favourite
Back to the Future movie?
Absolutely, of course. Now, bearing in mind, I'm not asking him his views on world peace or anything. Do you know what I mean? It's not the most complex question. There are only one of three answers. Have a guess how long it took him to answer it.
30 seconds.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Another question that we ask all our top Hollywood people is, what's your favourite Back to the Future film? Have you seen any of those?
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Do you remember with Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one's your favourite one, do you think, for artistic merit? That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a tough one. Most people say the first one, kind of, is because it's the original and the best.
Yeah, difficult.
It is difficult, yeah. It's very, very difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
Part one.
Go for the first one?
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Go for the first one.
He settled on the first one. That's an edited version of that clip as well.
Really?
The actual answer is about 2.5 minutes.
Was he just sitting there contemplating for all that time?
He was taking into account the artistic merit of each film. And the sort of stunts, because obviously he's a big stunt fan.
Did he get the impression that he'd never seen Back to the Future
never,
ever? Either one, two, or three?
Never heard of it.
Right.
Didn't really know who Michael J. Fox was, I don't think.
I don't know what's funnier, him going, taking it seriously, or you going, it is a toughie.
I'm trying to help him along. It is a tough one, isn't it?
Let me hear it again. I want to hear that again.
Okay, here you go.
Another question that we ask all our top Hollywood people is, what's your favourite Back to the Future film? Have you seen any of those?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, do you remember with Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one's your favourite one, do you think, for artistic merit? That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a tough one. Most people say the first one, kind of, is because it's the original and the best.
Yeah, difficult.
It is difficult, yeah. It's very, very difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, part one.
Go for the first one.
Okay,
part one. There you go.
That's my favourite bit when he says okay at the end.
Okay. I'm going to give you an answer.
Just a blinding inspiration.
Thank you, Dominic.
Okay, there's one more little thing for him
great.
To do. Yeah, like we did with Steve Coogan to get, you know, hi, I'm Steve Coogan. When I'm in town, I listen to
him. Right, okay, great.
This is Jackie Chan's version.
Brilliant.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan, man. You're listening, Christoph.
Right. What I actually asked him to say there was, hi, if you could say, hi, I'm Jackie the Man Chan. You're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Right.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan Man. You're listening Christoph.
Chris Moyles, his name is.
You're listening Chris Moyles.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
Big fan of yours, by the way.
If you edit those together, that would be a terrific little jingle.
Yeah. It would, yeah.
It won't be a million miles away from...
This is Sachiko from the 578, and this is our song.
Cue Jackie Chan.
Hi, this is Jackie Chan Man. You're listening Christoph.
Chris Moyles.
Christoph.
His name is.
You're listening Chris Moyles.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
He's a legend.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's 8:21 at Radio 1.
A healthy argument to start the day.